Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snoop Hundley, dude. Snoop!
Snoop!
Wow.
Pretty good.
He's fun.
He's fun. Fun to watch.
I think it's probably... there's a fine line between fun and reckless.
Oh.
And he towed that line yesterday because when he got spun around and just zinged it to Raheem Mostert... You think he knew where that ball was going?
Not a chance.
But it didn't matter because he completed it. I was like, he's fun.
He threw it as if Raheem was 30 yards down the field.
I don't know what it's like to be in that position, okay? Because on one side of the ball, you have Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR.
He hates his offensive line.
Oh.
So angry.
The one thing I've heard all year, and I was like, Leroy's just been telling me when he's doing these hits with Jay Crawford is that Browns line stinks. And Calais Campbell, he came to eat.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know where he's going to be.
Yep.
Maybe he'll be a Dolphin. Maybe he'll see this thing through. Mm. But if he wasn't, he was putting on a little showcase yesterday.
We're still hungry.
He was hungry.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme of him? Did you see the meme of him just like staring at Benito Jones just like an insane person?
Yeah.
Like, he seems so friendly, but whatever switch goes off for that monster when he's on the field, scary. And that offensive line was destroying him. But the point where he had DTR down and he threw the ball all the way up into the air and into the sidelines, and Calais Campbell says the right thing, is, what are you doing? Like, it's the same thing.
Dallas.
Like, he went out there and he made him do the javelin toss because he was so afraid of what Calais Campbell was going to do to him. Sweet. Understandably so.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, you have Myles Garrett, who is too strong. I think his strength should be outlawed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how one does that. I don't know how you can say, hey, buddy, you're too strong. Because poor Patrick Paul's out here, a behemoth of a man. Think of this, Marcos.
Yeah.
Imagine walking the earth, and you're bigger than everybody. Who the hell in his life has Patrick Paul come into contact with at 6'7", 6'8", 350, whatever the hell he is?
Yeah.
How many times in his life, mind you, he hasn't been in the NFL that long. So how many times in his life do you think that behemoth playing in... Where the hell does Houston play? The Big West? Are they in the Big 12 now? Where the hell are the Cougars?
They're in the WAC 100.
Whatever. They're not in the SEC.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So how many times do you think that behemoth has felt to himself, oh my God, this guy is so strong. He's so strong, and he's moving me like it's nothing, and so much for that I have to do WWE moves to make sure my quarterback doesn't get killed because Myles Garrett is too strong. So you have two quarterbacks terrified because they have just monsters chasing them, and that's why Tua couldn't be out there to get his hip destroyed. Because Myles Garrett was out there. And you want to know something? Smart move by the Dolphins.
Yeah, for sure. There was times where Huntley got away from Garrett, you know, a little bit that I don't think Tua would have.
Oh, no.
Because,
like, what do the Dolphins do? Like, do you do, like, a battery check on Teron Armstead's knee at this point? And you're just like, maybe you'll get home. Maybe you'll get home. But maybe you die in the middle of the turnpike and we need to call AAA.
Been there.
Big fella. We don't know. You don't know with Teron Armstead because the old, it's hard to tell with the old's knee.
It's very true.
And it's kind of like Kevin Love. It's like,
yeah.
Ooh. Put him out there and you're like, maybe, you know, he hasn't played in like a week. Maybe he can give us a half here. But to Ron Armstead,
not going to work.
Hit that.
Not against Myles Garrett.
All of a sudden he's out. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like you sit there and your car just. Oh, no. So imagine you also had Tua out there with a rookie.
Yeah.
Not that I would like Snoop Huntley slaughtered, but I guess I kind of get it now where they're sitting here in the meeting. They're like, look, Tua really wants to play because he doesn't want to be the guy who's not there with this season on the line, which I understand.
Yeah.
The thing is, his hip is made of ramen noodle. And we have a monster out there named Myles Garrett. Yeah. And I don't know if this is going to last or something really bad could happen. And if you're the Dolphins, you have to be like, yeah, we probably shouldn't put him out there. Because this team that we're taking on is awful. We needed 13 points to beat them, basically.
Yeah.
It was over.
It was a good move. I mean, it rain, cold. There's no reason to risk
it. Was it cold? It was like 60.
I mean, Mike McDaniel looked cold. Doesn't he always, though?
He does, but I don't know if it was less cold or he dressed warmer than he did for the Green Bay game, because the Green Bay game, he looked
For sure.
Like freezing.
Absolutely freezing. But maybe his brain was frozen with those two challenges.
Like, dude.
What are you doing here, dude? You know he's the worst. You know.
Oh, he is the worst.
No, he's the worst.
No, he's he's so bad at the challenge.
Yeah.
That whenever he does challenge, because I thought the same thing with Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I think he got that. But then Mike McDaniel challenges, and I'm like, no, I'm wrong. Then I'm wrong. If he agrees with me, then I'm wrong. It's just one of those things with him. When it comes to challenges, if I think I see something, but the coach reaches for the red flag,
yeah,
I might as well not. Because I know whatever comes is the referees are going to look at this and be like, no, Mike, sorry. He's like, I think 4-for-18 over his 3-year career.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
He's been right. So 4 times, Mike McDaniel, think about this.
Yeah.
He's reached in his pocket, okay?
Yeah.
And he's only come out with that red flag. He's only been able to keep his time out 4 times in 3 years. Every other time he's losing a timeout.
And he's pulled it out 22 times.
22 times.
That's crazy.
And he's only come on the right side of it 4 times. That's how bad. And what was the other one that he challenged? The other one was like, what did?
Like 2 plays later, right? After the Huntley.
Oh, it was the forward pass.
Well, it was exactly.
And I was like, Mike, you just lost on that. Like they just did that with the automatic review. And you're like, he's like, No, I'm throwing the red flag. Bah!
You can only do one, dude. If you skip the first one, fine. Go for the second one. Or, you know, if you were for some reason successful, sure. But the fact that you lost that first one, you can't do it again on a question.
I don't understand. All right. I would not equate myself as a football guru.
Yeah, I am.
And Leroy will be here, but Cleveland got him. So he'll be here when he's available. But I know that Leroy Horde had to give middle fingers to that fourth down call. I mean, what the hell was that?
Man, and then just looking at his face after. I was like, is he upset at the execution of the play?
What could you be upset about? Or the execution of what? Throwing the ball back 6 yards when you need a foot?
So strange.
What kind of logic is that?
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Thankfully, they were taking on the Browns, and they're terrible.
It was bad football. It was very
bad. Oh, it was bad football.
Bad football to watch.
It was bad football. It was, you know, it was bad football. Snoop was exciting.
Yes.
But then also, he was running for his life from Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Because somebody was like, oh, he takes too many bad sacks. And I was like, he does? How do you get away from that monster?
Yeah.
And also, Robert Jones was not very good yesterday either. No. You know, so now we're getting less Eichenberg, but now we may have new Eichenberg.
Yeah. No run game either.
We just need new guards. I've determined this.
Yeah.
I've determined
this. You think this is like first draft pick new guard?
Oh, give me a stout kid from Wisconsin or Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Or Notre Dame. Well, not Notre Dame. That's where Liam Eikenberg's from. But give me somebody from one of those states where there's just been nothing. This kid has been nothing, doing nothing but feeding horses.
That's right.
With feed bags from the time that he could walk.
Like that.
That's who I need as my guard next year. Okay. Man. That's who I need.
That's good.
But yeah, man, the Dolphins are alive. They are alive.
Yeah.
They are not dead. And I have spent my entire morning trying to convince people who love the Chiefs. Come on, baby. You don't want Joe Burrow in the playoffs, baby. You guys got to play your guys.
Come on.
If I was a Chief fan, all right, and I'm looking at the landscape. So the Dolphins need this to happen. If you guys are just catching up. Yesterday, we're doing Game Day Uncensored, and Solana, I cannot believe what we're watching, which is the New York Football Giants are actively giving away the number one pick. Some way, somehow, they are blowing it by kicking the crap out of the Indianapolis Colts all game. All game!
Goosey.
And then in the midst of it, somebody probably had a talk with the Giants because then the Colts start getting back into it. Or the Giants. It's hard to tell. But they were down. Weren't they like up 21-6 at one point?
Yep.
21-6. Then there was a kickoff return for a touchdown. You know that owner hated that.
Yeah. He was very angry.
Oh, he should be. Yeah. But the Giants end up beating the Colts. Bouncing them. Probably the least probable thing you needed, that the least probable thing to happen yesterday for the Dolphins playoff hopes to keep alive, you needed one more loss from the Colts to either the Giants or the Jaguars.
Yep.
And they got it. Then, the day before, while I was shopping at Home Goods,
nice.
Sean Payton doesn't know the rules. He's sitting here and he doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know he only needs a tie. That idiot. That guy was going to be Dolphins coach. That coinciding, by the way, with the greatest catch I may have ever seen.
Yeah.
That was incredible. So you had that happen where the Bengals and Joe Burrow beat the Broncos. So the Dolphins are 2-for-2 in the things they need. Then we get the Tua news. Awful. You're like, I don't know. Because we've seen what this offense has looked like without him. Not good. But Snoop, he's had time.
The
Browns suck.
Time to learn the playbook, to get healthy.
So, all the Dolphins now need to do is beat the Jets, who I don't know if you guys watched Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He tapped out. He tapped out.
What?
He threw multiple interceptions.
Yeah.
He was sacked for a safety.
Oof.
He got an unnecessary roughness call. Because he shoved a guy that he threw an interception to.
Strange.
And then down 33-0, told the Jets coach, why don't you just put Tyrod Taylor in the game?
We put Tyrod in.
I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah. It was the right call.
So, all the Dolphins need is to beat the Jets, who suck. But they need the Chiefs to beat the Broncos. And everybody's reporting that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to play their bums. That they're not playing Mahomes. They're going to put Wentz Wagon out there. No Travis Kelce. Tay-Tay's not even showing up. You know? And Tay-Tay loves skiing in mountains.
It's true.
That's what they say. So, but here's what I would say. If I was a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Okay, I would be arrogant because I have all these championships.
Fair. Back to back.
But if I wanted one man out of the playoffs, one man for sure out of the playoffs, it's Joe Burrow. All right? And the Broncos, pretty formidable. You know, they got a good defense. You go out there, you're like, this Broncos team's pretty good. They're pretty good. I don't know. But the one team, if I was the Chiefs, that I would be like, put them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Dolphins. Because, first off, keeps Joe Burrow out of the playoffs.
For sure. Which is most important if you're a Chiefs fan.
One would think. Because the Chiefs also, the Bengals also need the Dolphins to lose. They need the Broncos to lose, they need the Dolphins to lose.
Yep.
So if I'm the Chiefs, do I really want 2 weeks off? Rusty. I don't know if I want that. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm playing my guys. Take care of the Broncos. Cool. See you later, guys. You're out of the playoffs. And then all I need is the Dolphins to beat the stupid. Yeah. And I'll know by that time because I guess it will come down to who do the Bengals got? They got the Steelers this week? I think they got the Steelers. Or is it the Ravens? I know that all of the NFC.
It is the Steelers. It's a Saturday 8 o'clock game.
But the Steelers have nothing to play for.
Nope.
They have nothing to play for.
Locked into their slot.
So if Joe Burrow goes out there and they're in the catbird seat to make the playoffs, let's say they win, wouldn't you want at least the insurance policy of, hey, Dolphins, we want you in, baby. And don't they owe them? Don't you remember 2019? Who beat the Patriots to get you rat bastards a 2 seed?
Wow.
Who beat them? Wow. Did Brian Flores tank?
Nope.
Nope. What did he do, Andy Reid, while you sat there with your bundle rooski? They went out there and they beat the Patriots. So don't you owe this franchise one to go out there like a man and play a meaningless game against the Broncos and risk the health of your all-time quarterback.
Exactly.
That's what you owe the Miami Dolphins, you cowards. I dare you to play the Denver Broncos straight up. I dare you.
Chickens.
They owe us.
Yeah. We're calling in that favor.
We're calling in the favor.
Yeah.
You guys don't want two. Nobody wants two weeks off. That's almost. I just had 4 days off. Too much.
Too much.
Too much. No, I'm not going to work tomorrow and the next day. Yeah, but then I'm going to be working for the rest of the year after that.
Right.
Too much. Anyway, we'll take a break. Lots of silly sauce to get into here on the show. If you guys want to join us, 305-567-0560. Back after this.